Okay, let's learn. We're completing an inyan that we started a few weeks ago. In order to understand the inyan of Hadlakas Neir is lighting the Shabbos candles, so we had to enter into the subject of Malchus. What Malchus means in its relationship to the Jewish woman specifically. So now we're going to complete that Seder. We're going to be coming back many, many times in the future months. We'll be coming back many times to the Yesodis that we spoke about during these past few weeks. But now we're up to Malchus Shava Malchus to talk about something to end on a practical level, on a simple level. Let's begin with the words of the Moray Nai. The Chernobyler in Pashas Vayakel writes the following: Hashabbos Suchiyas Kol Hayom. Shabbos is the life of all the days of the week. Hashabbos Suchiyas Kol Hayom. V'unikra Chemdas Hayom. And therefore, Shabbos is called Chemdas Hayom, the day that is desired by all days, the most desirable of days, Chemdas Hayomim. In davening, in Zmiris, Shekol Hashisha Yomim Chaimdim L'Hiskal El Imo L'Kabel Kedushasa. The Moray Na'im says that the 6 days of the week are Chaimdim L'Hiskal El Imo, are longing, are desiring to be included within Shabbos, to be joined with Shabbos, ulekabel kedushasai, and to receive its kedusha, to draw from its holiness. That's why the Moray Na'im says that Shabbos is called Chemdas Hayom. Chemdas Hayom keroa elitzur. Shabbos is called Chemdas Hayom. All the days of the week desire Shabbos, are longing for Shabbos, and want to have to be included in Shabbos, and to draw from the holiness of Shabbos. So we have to understand on a deeper level these words of the Moray Na'im. And this is really Malchus of a Malchus. This is Malchus within Malchus. And will Mitzvah take us to the next inyan that we have to talk about. It's brought down in the Svar Makadosh from one of the Kadmonim, the Sefer Gvul Binyamin. An unbelievable Chiddush. In the Sefer Gvul Binyamin, which I don't have, I haven't seen, but it's brought down in many Svarim, this teaching of the Gvul Binyamin, that at the time of creation, originally, the Gvul Binyamin says, and he has a Kabbalah like this, that at the time of creation, originally there were 6 days, each consisted of 28 hours. Sach HaKol, all together, the week was 168 hours. 6 days of 28 hours, which corresponds, he writes, to the Chof Ches Itim, to 28 times that Shlomo HaMelech talks about in Sefer Koheles. Eis Lehoi v'Eis Lisnoi, and so on. There's a time for this, there's a time for that. Altogether, Koach, 28 times. And the 28 times correspond to the 6 days of 28 hours that were at the beginning of creation. And then he brings a Kabbalah. Could you close the door if you don't mind? Thank you, Mishka. Then he brings a Kabbalah that these 6 days were mevakesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They asked Hashem Yisbarach to have a king. The Jewish people as a people asked Hashem also, sorry, they asked for a king. So these 6 days asked for a melech, for a king. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that if you want to have a king, he has a Kabbalah like this going back to Chazal. That if you want to have a king, the 6 days wanted to have the king. There were six equal days. And the 6 days had no one to rule over them, no one to give them direction, no one to control them, to guide them and so on. So the 6 days asked for a king, and Hashem said, if you want to have a king, then the same way we have in the Torah, there's a din that it has to be mikarev achicha, from amongst yourselves, from amongst your brethren. So Hashem said that if you want to have a king, then you have to give of yourselves, from yourselves, to have a king. And that each day should give 4 hours of itself. Tremendous sacrifice. Each day of the week should give 4 hours of itself. And in this way, the Gvul Ben Yamin says, a new day was created, was formed. The seventh day. Now we have 7 days of 24 hours, which comes out to, of course, 168. Until now it was 6 days of 28 hours. Each day has been Moisa Nefesh, as Mamish given of itself, in the very depths of itself. Each day has given 4 hours. Why four? That we can talk about for a long time, it's not for now. But each day has given 4 hours. So now instead of 6 days of 28 hours, we have 7 days of 24 hours. And this is how Shabbos came into being. Shabbos doesn't have a creation or an existence of its own according to this. Shabbos is the sum total of the Mesiris Nefesh, of the self-sacrifice, the giving of 6 days who wanted to have a king. And the Zohar Chodesh calls Shabbos the king of the week, king, queen of the week. This is the teaching of the Sefer Gvul Ben Yamin. It's a very ancient teaching. It's kedai just to hear such a thing. To learn to hear such a Torah from a Kadmon, from one of the early tzaddikim. Let's try to understand what this means. If we listen carefully to this teaching of the Gvul Ben Yamin, we have a deeper insight into what we learned 5 minutes ago from the Ma'arei Naim, from the Holy Chernobyl. So he said that Shabbos is called Chemdas Hayom. Shabbos is the one that is desired of all days. It means that every day of the week had a chemda, had a craving, a yearning, and a longing to give of itself, to be able to have malchus, that there should be malchus. There were 6 equal days of 28 hours. There was no malchus in the world. There was no melech, there was no malchus in that world of time. And therefore, the Ma'arei Naim is telling us that Shabbos is called Chemdas Hayamim. Every day wants to have a chelik of Shabbos. That's the deeper meaning of what the Ma'arei Naim is saying. When he wrote that all of the days of the week have a chemda, a longing to be miskalel, hiskalel imai, to be included in Shabbos, ulekabel kedushoso, and to receive, to draw from its kedusha. So the deeper meaning of that is that every single day of the week, mamish had such a chemda, had such a longing, that Shabbos was created from that longing. And Shabbos was davka created in such a way so that every day of the week feels. When every day of the week, if Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, if Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, Chamishi, and Shishi were human beings, they would feel that Shabbos is etzem me'atzomai, ubasam ibsari. It's mamish from my own flesh. It's from my very being. Each day, why is it possible when you say it, when we say now, think of it tomorrow when you say, Yom Yom Chamishi B'Shabbos. Yom Yom Chamishi B'Shabbos is that, it's not just that there's a Thursday and then, oh, it's going to be Shabbos, soon as Shabbos. But when Thursday looks at Shabbos. Thursday says, Shabbos. Shabbos is chemdas ayamim. Shabbos, I gave my flesh and blood. Shabbos is etzem atzamai. Ubosim ibsari, it's my flesh and blood mamish. I gave of myself to create Shabbos. And the connection, therefore, that every day of the week has to Shabbos is unbelievable. Chemdas ayamim. This part of herself. In other words, part of Thursday sees part of herself in Shabbos. And it's true. For those who just walked in, there's a chiddush Nagvul Ben Yamin that originally, that in, at the beginning of creation, there were 6 days of 28 hours, and then they wanted to have a melech the days, and they, and each one gave 4 hours. Now we have 7 days of 24 hours. That's Shabbos. So that means that Wednesday has a chelek. Wednesday has an investment in Shabbos. It's not just, oh, it's so nice Wednesday, I should begin to think about, you know, how am I gonna get ready for Shabbos now? Etzim atzomai, like a chosna kala. Like Chava, who's made from Adam. That they were one. Shabbos and Sunday, Monday to Shabbos and the days of the week were mamish, it's etzim atzomai. They were one being. It was one being. There was in the seer, there was a sawing, there was a cutting in half. And they gave of themselves mamish. And you know, when you give of yourself, then you love someone. That's Rav Dessler speaks about. Whoever learned Michtam Eliyahu, whoever even started Michtam Eliyahu knows. That's one of the biggest yesidus in all of the Svarm of Rav Dessler. La asher yitain ye'ehav. If you really, really want to love someone, when you give to that person, you give of yourself, and you see your life tied up with that person's life, then you begin to love. That's the beginning of love. All the little boys and girls that are running around saying that they love each other, they don't understand what that means. Love is only when a person mamish gives of himself to another. La asher yitain ye'ehav. So according to this chiddush, the 6 days of the week gave of themselves. Each day gave 4 hours. And therefore Shabbos became Chemdas Hayom, the longing of the 6 days of the week. Like the Kala, like Adam HaRishon gave of himself, like man gave of himself to have a Kala, to have Malchus. Kala is Malchus, to have a wife. So the 6 days of the week gave of themselves to have Malchus of Shabbos. Chemdas Hayomim Kiroi Yalitzur. And because of this, because Shabbos is the nefesh, is the soul, and has in it the soul of that love, of that giving of the 6 days, so all of the 6 days now have the ability to receive from Shabbos, to be directed by Shabbos, we'll talk about in a moment, as we've been learning until now, to be mushpoyim, to receive shefa from Shabbos. All of the 6 days have given of themselves to appoint Shabbos as queen, as king. And mikerev achecha, and Shabbos comes from the days themselves. By the way, agav urcha, just in parentheses, this answers the famous question as discussed in the Rishonim. The question of how is Shabbos created? The whole concept of time is part of the 6 days of the week. And if on Shabbos, Shavas kel mikom alachtov, Hashem stopped creating after 6 days, then what's the metzias of Shabbos? How could there be a seventh day? If time and creation was created in 6 days, and kivayshavas kel mikom alachtov, the process of creation stopped at the conclusion of six, and now is the time of not creating, of shvisa, how could there be the creation of the seventh day? But according to this chiddush of the Gvul Ben Yamin, we understand that Be'emes, the 6 days were created with 28 hours. That was the Metzias. And from that Bria, from that Metzias of the 6 days, Shabbos was created. Now we come back and we're able to have a deeper understanding of the Karach of Malchus that Shabbos has, that we've been learning this past month or two. Thinking of Malchus of Shabbos. And we understand the Malchus that presides in a Jewish home, that can preside, that can exist in a Jewish home on Shabbos. The same way that, of course, Shabbos is the Chemdas Yom of the 6 days. In the life of a Jew, Shabbos is Chemdas Yom. Is Chemdas Hayomim, that means that every single day of the week can never ever be separated from Shabbos. This is how a Jew lives. That's why we count time. Ayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. That each day of the week can never be separated from Shabbos. It has to be Mamluch Shabbos over itself. Since that day, at the beginning of time, gave of herself, Sunday gave of herself that there should be a queen, a king that's called Shabbos Malchus. Therefore, even now, each day of the week, each day of the week has to be Mamluch Shabbos. You and I, in the 6 days of the week, have to be Mamluch Shabbos over us. And Shabbos is the Malchus over what? Over that day, even a Sunday or Monday, Shabbos is the Malchus over that day. And has to be Mashpia to be the Melech over Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And we have to understand what that means. The Malchus of Shabbos. It's not just on Shabbos. A Malchus means the entire week. And who are the subjects of Shabbos? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are the subjects of Shabbos. And I'm Mekadshei Shefi. And the Jewish people are Mekadshei Shabbos, who count the days of the week for Shabbos, which is Chemdas Hayom. Because here we come to the Nekudah Pnimis, the inner point of what we've been talking about, and this is the conclusion, this is why it's Malchus Shabbos, Malchus of our talks now. Pirud, separation, divisiveness, diaspora, gullus, is the opposite of Malchus. The whole inyan of gullus, the whole inyan of separation is what? That it's a separation means that there is no melech. Gullus means each kol yosher bein of yaseh. Each person does what he wants. Separation, gullus, diaspora, division, machlokes, the alma de piruda means there is no melech. We've been learning until now, the Rambam is Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the whole definition of Malchus is that there's direction. There's anhoga, there's leadership. There's something, there's a kivun that joins all the opposites, all the diversity becomes one and flows towards Yushalayim, as we've been talking about from the beginning of this discussion, which is the union of the wife, who's Meiris Einov, the light of the home, the Shabbos candles. Now I can see, now we all can see, we all have one tachlis, and we remember our tachlis. That's what Malchus is. Without a melech, that's why the 6 days said, listen, what are we going to do? Six? There's no melucha. There's no one, there's no day that gives us a tachlis, that gives us direction. There's no malchus. Six is in each different direction. North, south, east, west, above and below. We learned that, which means separation. Six directions. Shabbos, we learned at the beginning, is the Nekudah Pnimis, is malchus, is Shabbos. Chemdas Hayomim. All the eyes of the week are turned toward Shabbos and ask Shabbos, nu, melech, Shabbos, how should we act today? Shabbos, how should we daven today? How should we learn? How should we talk? Shabbos is the melucha. The lishna bisha, the lashon hara of Haman. Yeishnoi amecha. There is a nation that has the koach to be one. That has the ability to have one direction, one hope, one dream, one city, one beis hamikdash. But this Am Echad is Mefuzo Mefoirad Ben Ha'amim. This nation that's supposed to be one is divided and dispersed 6 days. Ben Ha'amim B'chol Medinas Malchusecha. In all of the provinces of Hashem's Malchus. V'dasayim Shonos Mikolam, and their religion, their mannerisms are different. Every Jew has his own direction. Every person in the world runs in this direction and that direction. There's no direction, Bechlal. Ish kala yashabainav. There's no malchus. There's no melech without Shabbos. Vezdosei hamelech en amoysim, v'lamelech ein shoyva lahanicham. And therefore it's not worth it for the king to allow them to exist. It's not worth it for the king. There is no malchus. There's no reason for... There is no malchus. And therefore, it's not worth it for the melech to allow these people to exist. Each one's doing whatever he wants. Therefore, you know, the Gemara says that Haman Davka had his nagdis to Shabbos. Shabbos hayoyim, Pesach hayoyim. He said the Jews are lazy. They always say it's Shabbos. They don't want to work. Shabbos hayoyim. That's one of the Kadmonim says why we didn't accept, but the Gemara says we didn't accept Purim with an Issur Melacha. We didn't accept it as a day not to work. Because why? Because the Lashon Hara of Haman was that they don't want to work. Shabbos Hayoyim, Pesach Hayoyim. So what does Haman have with Shabbos as such a hisnagdis? What's Haman's problem with Shabbos? Because the Inyan, the biggest Lashon Hara, and it's a Lashon Hara that hurts us. The Lashon Hara is that the Jewish people are lost. Mefuzer mefayr. They have no malchus. They have no direction. They have no Shabbos candles. They have no light. They're fablonja. They're lost in darkness. And everybody's doing whatever he wants. But Chazal say, how is it possible that Beis HaMikdash is in ruins and Achashverosh is making a party for 180 days? And the answer is, because in the Golil, the Mechal Shabbos, because Jews are Mechal Shabbos. Which Avni Nezer talks about is one thing after the other. Chil Shabbos. This Mitzias, this reality of Mefuza or Mefoyer, of dispersion, of Golis, of diaspora, on all levels, confusion. This Mitzias is the greatest Hisnagdis, is the antithesis, the enemy of Malchus. Therefore, Haman HaRasha couldn't stand the Malchus. He couldn't stand Shabbos. He was afraid of the Beis HaMikdash being rebuilt. This is what he was afraid of, Malchus. And therefore, the Yeshua, already began. When Yaakov Avinu was dying, Hayosu v'agidu lachem. So Yaakov Avinu said, "Gather around me, Hayosu, Yidden Jews, gather together, come together, Malchus, v'agidu lachem. I want to tell you your direction. I want to tell you the way that you have to go, the way that it's going to be." How are you going to stay alive till the Achras Yom, till the end of days? He kovtsu v'shimu. Gather and listen, Yaakov said. This ability to gather us together so that we shall listen is called Malchus. To gather us together, to bring Jews together. That's what the Melech does. That's the koyach of Malchus. Malchus means to gather Jews together, to give them that direction, that mahalach, that kivun. He comes to v'shimu. That's the koach of the melech, to be mashpia. Yaakov Avinu is the father. In every home, there's malchus. The parents are the malchus. And each child is running in a different direction. And they can be beautiful children. One child's name is Chesed. And you name the other kid Gevurah. And the third child's name is Teferis. And Netzach and Hoyd and Yisoy, they're beautiful children. Beautiful children. By the way, there's so many Yiddish I know that name their children those names. They're beautiful children, Yiddish kinder. Chesed, Gvur, Teferis, Netzach, Hoyd, Yisoy. Six beautiful children. Lost. Without Malchus. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, beautiful. But without Shabbos, without Chendes Hayomim, without Malchus, without the candles, without the Or of Shabbos, without we'll be learning the Midah of the Jewish woman who's Meiris Einav, Umamidoso Araglav Lamaisa, how to translate Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday into Mitzis, into practical terms, into life. So the father, Yaakov Avinu, our grandfather, Yaakov Avinu, says to his children before he left the world, hey, us, we'll gather together, He called to Vishim, listen, come together and listen to me. Mr. Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvah that the job of the Melech to be Mekabeth, to gather Jews together, and to be Manhik, to give them each one a task. This is your job. That's what Yaakov Avinu said to each child. This is what you have to do in the world. This is what you have to focus on. And because the father was a Melech, because there was Malchus in the house of Yaakov, there was a Hashpah, there was a Mashpia. And the children have the ability to receive from the Malchus, from that Koch of Shabbos, which is Yaakov Avinu, whose connection to Shabbos is the deepest connection. The only of Yaakov Avinu was Shabbos. This ability for the Jewish people to hear Yaakov Avinu, to hear the King, to hear Shabbos, is going to be fully revealed at that time, which will be Yom Shekula Shabbos. When Shabbos will be revealed in all her glory, Mashiach comes. At that time, of Oid Yishoma Be'arei Yehuda, Uvachutzas Yerushalayim, Kol Sosnav, Kol Simcha, Kol Chosnav, Kol Kal, the holiness of Shabbos, Oid Yishoma that will be heard at that time. When every Jew will hear again, Kol Sosn V'Kol Simcha, Kol Chosn V'Kol Kala, the Indian of Shabbos, which is the Chosn and Kala. Until that day, the Baruch Shalom gave us this gift of Shabbos, or on a deeper level, the 6 days of the week created this gift for us that's called Shabbos, Chemdas Yomim. And Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, Shabbos is a taste of the end. And every single Shabbos, something of the light of the end of time is revealed, a taste of that, a feeling of that, a vision of that time. And Shabbos therefore has in her the skulas, the kayach, something of that kayach of what's going to be when Mashiach comes. And regarding that day when Mashiach comes, it says in Navi, V'heishiv levavos abonim. The restoration of Malchus means that the hearts of the children will return to their parents and the parents of the children. That all Jewish children will come home to their parents and the parents will turn again to their children. Hikovsu, Vishimu, Heyosu, Vagida. The Malchus means all Jews coming home. All Jews remembering where they came from. All Jews coming together. Therefore, in this world, before Mashiach comes on Shabbos, and here I want to speak about Malchus Shava Malchus. In this world, before Mashiach comes, Shabbos, which is the day of Malchus, which is Chemdas Yom, all eyes are turned to Shabbos. The parents are the Melochim. In a Jewish home, the parents in Nefesh, in the soul, are Shabbos in time. Shabbos in time is Malchus. The parents have the Koach of Malchus. Every parent is like Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was Shabbos. Yaakov Avinu was Mashiach. And he says, Hikob Tzu Vishimu. Heyosfa Vagideschem. Heyosfa Vagidelchem. Therefore, on Shabbos, there's an unbelievable power of Hashpah that parents have over their children. Latayv, in a good way, or Chas V'Shalom L'ra. The Malchus of a Jewish home is established by what happens in that house on Shabbos. That's the Malchus of a Jewish home. What that home is going to look like. What's it going to be? What's the direction? What's the kivun? Are the members of this family marching to the light of Shabbos towards the Yerushalayim? Or are they chalila marching to the light of Times Square? Where are they going? What's their kivun? What's their direction? Every single Shabbos, it's like Yaakov is sitting with his children and saying, Hey, Osru, Hikobsu, Shimu, listen to me. I have the Koach of Shabbos, Chemdas Yomim. That each day is turned towards me. Each child is turned towards me. The eyes of the children are turned towards the parents. The eyes of the days of the week are turned towards the Malchus of Shabbos. And are asking for Hadrach, are asking for direction, are asking for a Malucha. The children trust their parents. They give to the parents their trust. The neshamas trust their parents for the malchus. And therefore, there's an unbelievable kach that the parents have on Shabbos to be mashpia to the children, to give to the children. That's why it's brought down in Sfarim, that on the pasuk, Im Shamoa Tishma Bekarli. If you will surely listen to my voice, Im Shamoa Tishma, listen to the words, Im, if Shamoa Tishma Bekoli, Shamoa Shin, Tishma Tov Bekarli Beis, the Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. Im Shamoya Tishma Bekarli. If you will surely listen to my voice, is the Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. Im Shamoya Tishma Bekarli. Shamoya Tishma Bekarli. When can a Jew hear the voice of Malchus, of Hashem, of Shabbos, of the parents? Im Shamoya Tishma Bekarli is Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. On Shabbos, a Jew could hear. The children are able to listen. On Shabbos, Yidden are able to listen. In a shul, the Rav is the koach of Malchus. And what happens if Jews come to shul and the Rav spends every single Shabbos kretching out to show how brilliant he is to make two psukim work out? And look how nobody ever made these two psukim work out until I came into the world. But what the Jews are looking for is what? Is hashpa. Warm Jewish words of his chaskis, of ahava, of love, of hashpa. And what happens if Jews come to a shul and all they hear is the Rav either criticizing or complaining or talking about politics or narishkeit or saying some fancy chiddush so that everybody can come home and say, oh, our Rav is so smart. Chas v'shol. Shabbos, what a koyach of hashpa. What a malchus on Shabbos. What it must have been to be Shabbos with the Baal Shem Tov, with Rav Levi Yitzchak Baditshev on Shabbos. Could we even imagine to dream what it was like to sit at the table of Rav Levi Yitzchak Baditshev on Shabbos? What a shefa of Kedusha. How much ahava, how much parenting the Baditshuva did every Shabbos. How much giving the tzaddikim, what did the tzaddikim give? And how the Jews lived to see the tzaddik Shabbos chemdas ayomim. To see the Rebbe, the tzaddik was chemdas levaveinu, the craving, the yearning of our heart is to be with the melech man malchei rabbonin, with our tzaddik, with the Rebbe on Shabbos. And the tzaddikim, the Baal Shem Tov, the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov saw how that time most of the Jews, when they went to Shul Shabbos, at best they just heard something they didn't understand. At worst they got knocked over the head. You're Rishoyim, you're Mashmushchasim, you're Menuvolim. You have no chelik in Eilam Hab, you have no chelik in Gerein, and Hashem doesn't want you. And what happens to a child who comes home Shabbos and feels that on Shabbos and hears that on Shabbos? You should know that everything that the child hears on Shabbos is infinitely more, they hear it infinitely more than they hear it during the 6 days of the week. Because Shabbos is Im Shamoya Tishma Bekarli. If you say good Jewish words on Shabbos, words of love, words of warmth, words of ischaskas, words of Torah that give life, words of sweetness, then that child's life is going to be a life of sweetness and of Torah. And even if you botched up once in a while during the 6 days, Shabbos has the koach to fix it. Shabbos by Toshuv. Shabbos is the Malchus. And on Shabbos, the children are chalishing to be connected to their parents. Even though they might not look like it all the time, the children want to be connected to their parents on Shabbos. They want to be with the Melech, with the Malka on Shabbos. What a responsibility Shabbos is in a Jewish home. What a terrible, terrible merida b'malchus. What a rebellion it is on Shabbos. God forbid, against Malchus of the Shmaya, against Hashem's Malchus, against this Malchus of Shabbos, to waste the Shabbos with an Irishkeit at the table, to spend the time talking about stupid things, or God forbid, worse than that, Lashon Hara Rechilas, just sleeping like a poyer, like a peasant the whole day. We're not such hard workers that we have to sleep so much. To waste the whole Shabbos. To go to sleep Friday night, to make a race. I got to bed 7:30, I got to bed 8 o'clock Shabbos. And that's in the summer yet, right? A Shabbos, Malchus, Mamish Malchus, and what everybody in the film can be makabel. Listen, these are the words of the Orachaim HaKadosh. Look in the Orachaim in Parashat Kedoshim. There's much more that I'm just, that's in this Aruch HaYom HaKadosh that I'm just reading a few words. But just these few words are enough to cause us to think a lot about what happens Shabbos in the home. And that Bez Hashem, that each and every one of us should have a beautiful kosher Jewish home that should be simcha, nachs, and bracha in every one of our homes. These are the words of the Aruch HaYom HaKadosh. Mishamati mishem anshei emes. The Aruch HaYom HaKadosh says, I heard in the name of men of truth. By the Aruch HaYom HaKadosh, that could mean malachim mamish. It doesn't have to mean human beings. It could be Elyonavi. Because Aruch HaYom HaKadosh heard everything. Mishamati mishem anshei emes. Ki diyukin ha'ov tag bekoyach hakdusha bebein. The Aruch HaYom HaKadosh says, I have heard from the tzaddik and from the mekubalim that the image of a father, of a parent, that the image of a father's face, of a mother's face, can strengthen the holiness of a child, and that child is, God forbid, drawn, and he's tempted to do something terrible, by picturing in his eye, in his mind's eye, the face of a father or mother, of a parent, he says, that can prevent him from falling into that aveir. Therefore, we find in Chumash and Kedoshim that those two sugyas, those two parashiyas, the Sum of Arayas, the Is of Arayas, the prohibited relationships, the immoral relationships, are connected right away to the, are connected to the mitzvah of Ish Imoy V'Aviv Tiro, of what? Of revering and honoring one's parents. Therefore, Misha Tokfa Yitzray. Therefore, Aruch HaYom HaKadosh says, practically, Malchus Shabba Malchus, if you feel that your Yetzahara is getting the better of you, God forbid, and you don't know what to do because your evil inclination is drawing you, especially towards that Aveirus, that Aveirus, God forbid, of Gilei Arayis, which is what? Which is the greatest Golus, which is the greatest separation and dispersion. So Aruch HaYom HaKadosh says, Misha Tokfa Yitzray Yitzaya Ben Einav, Yoldav, you should have in your picture in your mind. Think of your parents' face, of their faces. Think of your father's face and of your mother's face. V'yalai l'meshev nefesh, and this will restore to you your soul. It's unbelievable. It worked for Yosef HaTzadik, right? That's what you're all thinking. It worked for Yosef HaTzadik, and we don't even understand what kind of a taiva, what kind of a yetzara that was. All of the Yetzaras of all the Jewish people that ever lived was in that moment by Yosef HaTzadik. And the only thing that was able to pull him out was he looked and he saw the Muzdiyut and Shalaviv. He saw the image. He saw the face of his father, of the king of Malchus, of Yaakov Avinu. And his father was saying, Yosel, don't get lost. Don't forget your direction. Don't forget who you are. Remember Shabbos, remember me. Don't forget. Don't forget the Malchus. Don't forget where you came from. Don't forget where we have to go together, and I want to be there together with you. If you understand what we learned a few weeks ago, that the face of a Jew on Shabbos is different, more upon the Shalodim. Remember, we learned about that, that the light of a Jewish face is different Shabbos. More upon the Shalodim. As you and I, Mitzvah Hashem, grow on in the years, we should all be healthy and well and have healthy children. The children have to go through different times, difficulties. Even when they get older, even after a parent of 120 has left the world, we have to be the faces that our children can remember to give them chizuk. We have to be those faces. And the faces that the children remember are the Shabbos dekipanim, the mo'arponim shalodim. The children have to remember how their parents looked on Shabbos. They have to see their parents' Shabbos dekipanim, the Shabbos dekitzura of their parents. On Shabbos, the true punim of a Jew, the pnim, as we learned back then, the pnimiyas, the inner life of a Jew, of that malchus of a Jew, is revealed on the face of a Jew. And therefore, the Aruch HaYom HaKadosh says that when a person feels, God forbid, like he's going to fall into Golus, into one of the 6 days. So Yosef HaTzadik, who is the Indian of the number 6, which is Yisoid, Yosef HaTzadik looked and he saw the face of Shabbos, the face of Yaakov Avinu, of his father. And his father was saying, Yosef, listen, Hikavsu v'shimu hayosu, gather together with me, be with me, stay with me. You remember, I'm your father, you remember what Shabbos is, you remember what we learned, you remember what we spoke about at the Shabbos table. Now you're so far from the Shabbos table, you're someplace far away from Shabbos, far away from me. But the Chaim HaKadosh says that if the child sees the father's face, the mother's face, the Shabbos, that's Malchus. And since we're learning about the whole Indian of the Malchus of the Jewish woman, Allah has kama v'kama, the Tzura of the Jewish woman on Shabbos. And every single thing that the woman does on Shabbos, that's what the children remember, especially their mothers when it comes to Shabbos. My wife pointed this out. We should only be by simchas, but if you go to almost pay attention to this, we shouldn't know from any tzaras. But any time you've ever been to a levaya in the past, we should never have to have a levaya, but any time you went to a levaya to a funeral in the past, and someone's talking about the parent, they talk about what the mother used to cook or bake. Always. Oh, and mommy made a certain apple strudel for all of us. Oh, and how mommy used to do this for us. Mommy made a Shabbos de kamachal. It's interesting. The simplest thing of being nurtured, of being fed by that koach of malchus, of giving, of taking care of, on the most basic level. If we understand how important it is for the Jewish woman to daven by the Shabbos candles, oh, what an unbelievable time. What an eis ratzon if we only understood our lives depend upon the tefillahs of Jewish women by the Shabbos candles. Why do you think there's a minute to say, I'm not going to go now to discuss where this came from. You know, there's a minute to say the tefillah of Chana, right? That a woman should say the tefillah of Chana. The tefillah of Chana, which means what? To daven for children, to have lichtige kinder, to have children that are shining, children that are good. And even those single girls who have the minig to light candles, who are lighting candles, that Hashem's children should be good and to be zoiche for a house that's with a good husband and good Jewish children. Those tefillahs of the Shabbos candles to establish the malchus, and then when the husband comes home from shul, when the father comes home from shul, every single thing that happens in the home, it's all a question of being mekabel, of the children being mekabel. Remember, Shabbos is chemdas yom. Every day has its eyes turned to receive from Shabbos. All the neshamas in your family are turned towards Shabbos to receive. And the children have given of their neshamas to you, to trust in you on Shabbos. And therefore, how important it is, I'm always so impressed this has happened a number of times, and there have been parents, and I've had many, many times that a father or mother will say to me that I'm working on LC on Sunday, Monday, so this just happened the other day that somebody asked me something in a sefer to explain something. So it was on a Monday, and it was for the parish of the coming Shabbos, and I said, wow, you know, you really, it's terrific. It's you really, you're with the parish, you're moving with the parish. That's beautiful. So she said to me, I want to have something that I could, inspiring to say at the Shabbos table for the children. It's such a touching thing. What a malchus is in that home. That this woman is thinking already, Monday, she's thinking already about Kisisa. She's thinking already about the next parasha, how to be mashpia to the children, what to give over to the children in the house, to say good words. A father who prepares something, eschaskas, not just again, to say, listen, Chris, it's all good. But what happens to little children when you have an older child and everybody's saying over some fancy Rambam? And what about the ischaskas? What about the words of ahava, of love and of warmth that they need, that they're waiting for, together with the words of pilpul and lomdus, it's good. Because the attachment that a Jew has to Hashem, the connection that a Jew has to other Jews and to Torah, all comes from Shabbos. That's what Malchus is. Malchus is that direction in life. and if Shabbos will be properly kept, and there's a malchus of Shabbos, and the faces and the images of the parents are malchus dik, are royal on Shabbos, then that child's relationship to other Jews, to Hashem, and to the study of Torah are going to be filled with holiness. There's a teaching of Reb David Lelever. This is itself a wonderful chiddush. You know, the nusach of the Arizal in Zmiris, Bevavin Tiskata, if you don't say it, then you know what I'm talking about. If you say it, then you're familiar with it. Bevavin Tiskata, which means that on Shabbos we become attached with Vavin, with the letter Vav, with hooks. Bevavin Tiskata. Tiskata in Aramaic means lehiskasher, to be connected. With Vavin, we spoke about this, that the letter Vav actually means a hook, a Vav. And Vav is a letter that connects. Moshe ve'Aaron. It's a letter that connects. Sholem ve'Emes. Bevavin Tiskata and Shabbos, with Vavin we become attached. So there's a teaching from Reb David Lelever. Listen to this. He says that the letter Vav has three ways of being spelled b'milu'o. Now you know that every letter has a milui. Aleph, the milui of Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei. Right? That's how you spell the letter, Aleph. Aleph Lamed Pei. Beis, Beis Yud Saf. There are other letters that have, as you know, different miluim. Vav has three miluim. Vav Vav, Vav Aleph Vav, and Vav Yud Vav. Those are the three miluim that are very significant to those who study the Svar Makadoshim and the Sifrei Kabbalah. The letter Vav has three ways of being spelled. Vav Vav, Vav Aleph Vav, and Vav Yud Vav. So David Lelever says that Vav Vav equals 12. 6 plus 6 is 12, which means the 12 tribes. Which means that on Shabbos, if you see in your home the love of Jews, if that's strong on Shabbos, then you're going to be able to love Jews your entire life. Vav Vav equals 12. That means you're able to love every kind of Jew. 12 means all types of Jews. Not just a Jew who looks like you or talks like you, but davens in your shul. Every Jew. Vav Aleph Vav, of course, equals 13. 13 means, 13 is the gematria Echad, which is Hashem, who is Echad, Yochad, Miuchad. It means that in your house, if there's a Vav, if there's that connection, there's attachment to Hashem on Shabbos, Vav and Teskata, then you'll be attached to Hashem throughout the 6 days of the week. 13 equals Echad, it also equals the word Ahava, love. Vav Yud Vav equals 22, which are the 22 letters of Torah. And that means that depending upon the attachment to Torah and the connection to Torah on Shabbos, that's how the Torah is going to be, that's how the Torah is going to be kept, and the Torah is going to be loved during the 6 days of the week. Bevav and Tiskater. All of the koiches of a Jew, of Ahavas, of Yisrael Kutchabichav Araisa, of loving Jews, of loving HaKadosh Baruch and loving Torah, are all from that Malchus of Shabbos, of He'osvu, He'kovtsu, V'shimu, of gathering together, that's the Hiskashus. All of the days of the week, I will listen to what Shabbos says. Shabbos is the Malchus. And the days of the week appointed Shabbos as Malchus. And therefore the days of the week must listen to Shabbos. Shabbos is the Malchus. And therefore Sunday must listen to Shabbos. And Monday must listen to Shabbos. And if Shabbos is strong and gives good instructions, then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday will be days of Kutchabich Yisrael Varaisa. Of Hashem, love of Jews and love of Torah. And the 6 days gather around Shabbos. Bevav and Tiskata. To be makabel from the Melech, from the Malchus of Shabbos. I want to end the Inyan of Malchus, and this is going to be the last year for a while, because Baruch Hashem, I have a Simcha next Wednesday night, and then there's Shavuot Brachos the following Wednesday night, and then there's one of my favorite Jews in the world is making a Chasna the following Wednesday, and then it's already Pesach and so on, so we're not going to have a Shir until April 10th. That's Chof Ches Nisan. I know that sounds crazy, but it's just, that's the mitzvahs of the calendar. Which otherwise, I try not to miss any of the shiurim, but And I even spoke to my wife, maybe we could work something out with the one that Shavuot Brachos in Brooklyn, and I'll try, but she gave me that look of Malchus, and I understood that I'm supposed to be there, you know, completely, not just a little bit like this. So, okay, I don't know. She doesn't ever make any demands, so I conceded to that. So, so we'll continue. So I want to end the Inyan of Malchus with finishing something, not finishing, just reading a little bit weiter, a little bit further, in that unbelievable Maimer on Shabbos that's found at the end of Chayvus HaTalmidim. If you have the Chayvus HaTalmidim from the Eish Kodesh, from Piazetz, and try to read that Maimer on Shabbos, that Shalashulis, that's the end, about Eish HaSchayil. It's in English also. That's what I'm reading from, is in the English. But the whole thing's about Malchus. And now that we've gone through the sugya for quite a while, I'm hoping that when you read that Maimer from the Eish Kodesh, it'll make a lot of sense and it'll give you a lot of chizuk. But it's very, very... That's the assignment. And when we come back together, we're going to have a little bit of an exam. And that piece from the Eish Kodesh. So let me just read you a few more sentences from there and we'll end. What is that? There are times, perhaps on Shabbos at night, Friday night, when you are thinking about the holiness of Hashem and Yisrael, that you suddenly stop seeing Yisrael as a group of individuals, as separate individuals. That's what we're talking about. When you suddenly stop seeing Yisrael as a bunch of separate people, and see them instead in totality as the supernal queen, as light shining from the essence of God's holiness and clothed in the physical garments of individual bodies. With the additional measure of neshama one receives on Shabbos, you see all of Israel at one glance. You see them bent over from all their suffering, shaken and distressed, blackened from poverty, suffering and sighing, and at the same time full of joy and song. They are saying, Master of the world, Rabbanu Shalom, we are yours, and our suffering is for your sake. With our whole lives and with every breath, we devote ourselves to making you king over all the earth. We will fill the whole world with a glow from the part of your holiness, your knowledge and will, even your essence that you have chosen to shine toward us. This vision, the Rebbe says, moves you, inflames you. Instead of feeling broken and depressed at the sight of the suffering, you feel uplifted, raised high, proud of the aspect of royalty of Malchus, that the community of Israel, of Knesset Yisrael, on high, and in this world embodies, and that exists even within you. Your soul longs to sing a song for Hashem dedicated to her, the royal queen Yisrael. You have already recited Eish HaSchayil, woman of valor, and sanctified the Shabbos with Kiddush over wine, but your mind is still on fire. You walk over to the window, you raise your eyes to God, and feel your soul spontaneously begin to sing from within you. Master of the world, who can find a woman of value? Eish HaSchayil, Rabbanu Shalom, Eish HaSchayil mi yimtzeh. Who can find such a woman of valor, such as this? Her value is far above pearls. Her husband, that's Hashem, her husband trusts her with his heart, for she serves him in faith and with sacrifice and does his work in the world. She bends the whole world to his will, bringing them toward him as one brings tribute to a king. She repays his good, but never his harm, all the days of her life. That is, she is good to him, not only when things are right for her, but always, even when we feel that Hashem has harmed us, God forbid. The Jewish people, the Malchus, Eish HaSchayil, continues to be good and to serve. She awakens when it is still night, that is, even during the bitterness and darkness of exile, to give food to her household. She distributes holiness, that's the food, to all of Israel, to all of Israel and to the whole world. Not in a superficial or offhanded manner, but with strength she girds her loins and gives power to her arms. That is, her Torah and her devotions are all performed with self-sacrifice. Her worship of Hashem is not arid and lifeless, but is filled with illumination, drawn from the essence of the divine. She realizes the goodness of her enterprise. She too tastes his holiness and the delightful flavor that accompanies true service of Hashem. And her lamp is not extinguished at night. This is her strength in the darkness of her suffering exile. Her husband is known at the gates. Noyde b'sharim ba'ala. Who acknowledges your name in the world if not Yisrael? The whole world wouldn't even know who you are, Hashem, if not for your Eish HaSchayil. And who makes your holiness holy if not us, your children? We carry your burden voluntarily. We suffer for the sake of your holiness, without sadness, but with joy and with strength. Strength and majesty are her raiment. She joyfully awaits the last day of her life, knowing that she served God faithfully and sanctified his name. And the Rebbe goes on through the whole Eishes Chayil, and you feel his neshama is just flying off the paper. It's almost impossible to read during the week. You can only read it on a Friday night, this piece. That's the story of Hashem's Eishes Chayil. Then on the deepest level of Malchus Shabbat Malchus, the Jewish people are the ones who are Mi'ira Esenev, that we light up this world so that Hashem's will can be carried out. The secret of the entire Malchus, of course, is that we're the ones who are lighting the candles. That every single one of us is Hashem's Eishes Chayil. If not for his Eishes Chayil, then it would just be nothing. It would be nothing. It would be empty. It would be just a million different things with no purpose, no direction. And Hashem's Kala Knesset Yisrael, his Eishes Chayil, gives meaning to the world, gives meaning to existence. And Botach Bolev Baila, is there any greater chizik than that? There's no greater chizik in the world than knowing that our husband Hashem trusts that we could do it. He trusts in each and every one of us. Botach Bolev Baila. No matter what you and I have done wrong, no matter what mistakes we've made, Botach Bolev Baila. And if today wasn't the way it's supposed to be, we just read in the Megillah, then Mocha Esek Edvarim Melech. Then tomorrow I'll be a better Jew. That's what Shushan Purim is all about. If it didn't work out today, then Mocha Esek Edvarim Melech. Then tomorrow will be better. It'll be Shushan Purim. Tomorrow will be good. Botach Be'olev Baila. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's trust in us should not bring, God forbid, to disappointment. And each and every one of us should live up to the faith and the trust that Hashem has placed in us to illuminate his world, to make his presence felt and known in our homes, in our lives. Any person that meets us, a Jew, a Lahavdil, a non-Jew, anybody who meets you at work, anybody who meets you anywhere should know that this is a person of Malchus. It's a person of Malchus, how you conduct yourself at work, how you talk to people. That everybody should know that you're a Malchus, that a Jew is Malchus. This is something that it's very hard to give over to the children. On Purim night, I was someplace, and I just went over to say hello to someone. There were a lot of boys who were drinking a lot, and they were acting in a way that I found inappropriate. And people were passing by in the cars, and I wanted to stop every car and say, no, you don't know. These boys are really tzaddikim. You don't see them in yeshiva. You don't know. They're so beautiful. They're so good. This is not who they really are. This is stam crazy. They're just carrying on. It's crazy. This is not Malchus. And when one of the boys who was drinking a lot was pulling me and asking me for bracha, I gave him a bracha that he should be as medakdik in other mitzvahs as he is in this mitzvah of drinking. They should be zeichet to get up for shachris. That's what it means to be an Eved Hashem. Mocher esek hadvar malach, the day after Purim, when you're sober, to be an Eved Hashem. And to conduct yourself in the way of Malchus. That way that's become such a big thing in America, that never ever was such a halos and such an ugliness that comes out, Nebuch. What was Malchus? What was Purim? Purim and Valojan. Rav Kook would say Purim Spiel, Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, and Kabbalah. I got it for 2 hours in front of the Netziv. That was Purim in Volozhin. Purim in Baranovich was Rav Elchanan telling stories of the Chofetz Chaim. What was Purim? It's Ketoyev Lev HaMelech B'Yayin. It's when a Jew drinks and he's Mizbasim and he becomes sweetened by the drinking. Not Chalila to become defiled by it. That's not what Purim is. Hashem's book should help us that we should give over Malchus, that our children should know what it means, what Malchus means. They should see in us how we dress, how we talk, how we act, every single word, every single action. Whoever meets us should look at us and say, this is a Ben Melech, this is a Bas Melech, wow. It's not tznius because my teacher's going to catch me. But tznius is because of Bas Melech. What's Malchus? What does it mean, Malchus? To be proud. What a Malchus a Jew has. And if we live that way, especially if Shabbos is Malchus Dik, how we dress, all that we spoke about, how we live on Shabbos, then the Malchus of our children, our Malchus will continue. The Malchus is supposed to be given over to the children and to the grandchildren. And that way, all of us will be able to be together on that day when Mashiach Tzakeinu will say, Hikovtsu v'shimu hayasvu, gather together, Kindlach, because the day of Gula has arrived, the Gula Hashem v'amitis, Shiova Mashiach Tzakeinu v'galeni v'mehem yamein v'amein v'amein.